Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's check in with Wick right now.
Brought him in twice from the day Jalen stepped on the court. It's pretty clear that he was in our very, very short list. We've had trade talks all day, but there has not been a trade. We had trade talks and considered other people for the spot because of the trade talks, but there has not been a trade. This guy is our guy, and he's our guy for the future. So we're pleased to make the pick, and we're very glad that Jalen Brown is a Celtic. Thank you very much.
Trade the pick.
Zach, J.J. Butler. Zach.
Fireworks.
Wait all day for this. Wojnarowski.
He does. You know who takes a hit here is Wick, and that's Wick Grosbeck announcing the pick tonight. And you heard the Boo Birds out in full force, early and late. We banged on Celtics fans saying how soft they were, and they booed Wick Grosbeck off the stage there at the Garden tonight.
That caller last hour, I totally understand that sentiment. You've been hearing about Brooklyn picks forever. You've been hearing about using this to cash in. You've been hearing about we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Wick talks about all the time in the off seasons. We're going to make a big splash. We're going to make a big splash. They're not getting a star. They're not bringing a star. So next year, this team is essentially going to be the same with Jalen Brown, who is not going to contribute seriously to this team next year. He doesn't make them better in 2016-2017.
He's 2018-2019.
Earliest. So if you're a Celtics fan and you're thinking we're going to get back in the mix in a pretty open Eastern Conference, I could see why you're pissed tonight.
The reports are today, and this is pure speculation, but reports were that multiple teams thought the Celtics and Bulls had advanced deal work going for Jimmy Butler this afternoon. And you and I speculated that it would take the first-round pick this year at 3 and the unprotected Brooklyn pick a year from now, correct?
Yep, which is looking like, right now a top three pick.
But that changed today, right? They traded their best player, Thaddeus Young.
That's what I'm saying.
For draft picks. That pick actually got better today.
That's what I'm saying. So it's at worst a top three pick, I think.
I wonder if that Thaddeus Young trade today made Danny Ainge say, if they're going to tank this year with the Pacers pick, we can't trade the number one next year because we have a chance to have the number one, number one. Brooklyn could be worse a year from now.
But fans don't want to hear that today, right?
You don't want to know about Harry Giles, the power forward from Duke?
I'm looking at just like you are, the 2017 mock NBA draft and NBADraft.net. Right?
I love Jason Tatum, the small forward out of Duke.
Like him, don't love him.
But are we in this? As a Celtic fan, you're now looking at 2017 top of the draft.
Fans don't.
Harry Giles, Josh Jackson, Jason Tatum.
Now the one difference,
Markelle Fultz, Lorenzo Ball,
to other years in the past, is the team will be entertaining this year while you're waiting for that pick. The Celtics team, I mean, they'll be pretty good. In years past, you've been waiting for them to tank, and the team has sucked. This team will be pretty good. But yeah,
they'll be a top four team in the East again, right?
If I'm a Celtics fan, put it this way: if I find out, if I'm Celtics fan X, that the deal was the number three pick and Avery Bradley, that's it, and no pick next year, and Danny
awful.
Said no, then I'm outraged. Forget it. I mean, that's absurd.
The only way I understand it is if really Chicago insisted, now they're a complete rebuild, we need your first this year and the unprotected Brooklyn
pick.
Sure,
that's totally different.
That's it.
I don't think I'd do that. But
if it's 3-16 and a player, you're upset. If it's 3 and any two players on this roster,
what did we say,
you're upset.
What was the rumor? What was the report for the fifth pick that was offered from Chicago?
Zach LaVine and
pick.
Whatever pick Philadelphia has, which is it 8?
I don't know.
So their pick.
Right.
I apologize.
Right.
They were offering Zach LaVine and a high draft pick to get up to that spot.
Yeah, so I mean, the number 5 for Chicago, somebody's tweeting out, would 3 and Bradley should have got a deal done for Butler. Well, if that's true, then that's – I'm not going to defend Danny on that one. And if I'm a Celtics fan, I would be – pissed to high heaven.
We will know, and we'll know probably at some point tonight, if not early tomorrow, what they turned down. Because if you advance talks, these national guys will talk.
Sure.
Do you want to hear Goodman ripping Jalen Brown before we get to the calls?
Yeah, sure.
This was – actually, wait on that. Vin is in Lynn talking about Jalen Brown. Next up here on Sports Radio, the draft show rolling on as Jalen Brown is a Celtic. Hi, Vin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, huge fan of the podcast. Enough about me now available, just in case anyone was wondering.
Thank you very much. You can go to iTunes right now. And look up enough about me with Kirk Minahan.
Thank you for pointing. I wasn't sure if you meant the across the board horse racing podcast or Kirk's podcast.
Excellent podcast.
Thank you.
Both are great. But enough about me. The topic kind of, I don't know if Jaylen Brown is going to contribute more than one biases at this point.
It's a little strong.
And, you know, I don't
Bias
know
never
why.
Had no turnovers with the Celtics.
That's true. No turnovers. And, right. you know, I guess perfect shooting percentage.
Go ahead.
You know, you can't tell me Chris Dunn for Okafor or one of those guys is not a better option.
I think, Vin, I agree with you, but we got to find out if that, in fact, these were the offers. If these were the offers, you got to rip Danny like crazy. I mean, you have to. You have to. You're right. Now, I keep going back to if there's a second pick involved. If there's a second pick involved, I'm going to have Danny's back. If there isn't, I'm going to blast him. And Goodman or Stein or Wojnarowski, one of these guys will have that in the next hour or two, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But there was even guys that were available that could contribute this upcoming season. Buddy Hield.
Sure.
I mean, even if you went for
so you want you so you want all right, so Vin, let me just confirm. So you want the guy who can help next year, not the guy that has the potential to be an all-star? Because they took the player that has the highest risk reward in this top of the draft after the top two.
And
picks.
Buddy Hield just went to New Orleans.
Yeah, and you know that's a pretty good fit with Anthony Davis, but. Yeah, I would prefer the guy that can step in this upcoming season, help out. That Brooklyn pick is going to be, you know, they're going to be garbage again next year. So we get another shot at getting that all-star. So why not get a solid role player right now while you can?
You know what? I'm not interested in role players at three. Vin, I appreciate the phone call. I want to trade the pick first, not for role player, for an all-star.
Buddy Hield is better than a role player, though, I think. I think a role player is different. He's going to be a really good NBA starting player. Not quite an all-star, but right below it.
Let's talk to Kyle in Belchertown. You'll hear Jeff Goodman coming up ripping Jaylen Brown, the Celtics pick, over the weekend. Kyle, go ahead.
The Celtics suck, guy. they really do.
Go ahead.
Danny Ainge, oh, my God. Why would you pick somebody nobody even had on the draft for the Celtics?
Well, that's not,
why
exact,
would you do that?
Not exactly true. Plenty of people had him in that mix.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown was projected as a top five pick.
Here's a Wick Grosbeck somewhere. This is a somebody's tweeting out. What?
Go ahead.
I got a good quote. You want the quote?
Would you rather listen to this dummy?
Or would you rather? What are you rolling your eyes at me for?
I think Kyle has a good. Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
Who? Me or Kyle?
I want to hear the quote.
This is from Adam Kaufman, who I think is on writes for Boston.com and is on the station across the street. Right?
Yes.
Correct. He's by the way absolutely awful on the radio. You want to vomit when you hear him. But he has a quote from Wick Grosbeck. We did not sniff a trade today. It was a collection of rip-off attempts, and we laughed at them.
All right,
Wick is getting thin-skinned.
So the NBA media across the world said you guys were talking deep into trade talks at two different teams. And
Wick, don't play
and
like
none,
that.
And none happened, and so now you say, oh, the offers weren't good.
Not good. That's not a good way to handle it. He gets booed a little bit, which never happens. And what happens after that? He gets all sensitive. Suck it up. If you like your guy, own it. Say that's your pick, and we like him. We think he's going to be a great player. Don't pretend that Wojnarowski and Goodman and Stein and Aldridge all got together and lied. You're right, Mutt. They were close, and they walked away. Now, maybe there were some offers they didn't like, but do you think every offer was a ripoff?
No, I can't imagine that. In his world, I guess at that you have so many picks. How can anything be a ripoff? You should be open to any and all conversations. To go and blast the trade deals afterwards is it's so
the worst,
you know what,
guy, by
it's
way.
So right. Wick, because Wick, talk about who takes a hit here. Danny Ainge takes a big risk, maybe he takes a hit. How about Wick, who for 2 years now, Kirk, 2 years, he has sat here and used the word fireworks over and over
every
again.
Every time.
He's I promise fireworks, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
2 years ago, he
and
told
every
us
year
was,
they don't do anything.
Evan Turner and Tyler Zeller. exactly right, 2 years ago, right? Told us fireworks. This offseason, same thing. Wick, be a big boy, you have a lot of money. You own a basketball team. Sometimes the fans aren't going to sit there and agree with everything you say. You have the easiest, cushiest job, I think, in the city. You never get criticized. Your team never gets criticized. You don't have to win, and your fan base has your back. So one time a year, one time every couple of years, you're going to have to take a little bit of heat. Be a big boy and take it.
All right, Mark Stein says the Minnesota Timberwolves, who drafted Chris Dunn at 5, continue to engage Chicago on talks built around Chris Dunn and try to get Jimmy Butler to Minnesota.
Oof.
So they're trying to get that deal done. Danny Ainge apparently didn't think enough of it to continue that. He drafts Jaylen Brown, passes on Chris Dunn, and you want to talk about real backlash. You and I both said we wouldn't do it, but if Minnesota took Chris Dunn to continue the conversation with Butler and get Butler.
Well, they might like Dunn.
Holy
crap. But they might like Dunn. Right.
It sounds like if they keep him in. I'm just saying though, the aesthetics, the optics of that look.
What we're
bad.
Gonna find out is if they look make really that, bad. If they make that deal and it's and they make the deal with Minnesota and it's just done and the player and it's on another Minnesota first round pick, then you know the Celtics could have made that deal.
And they passed.
What a rip off attempt.
Bad look for Wick tonight. Zach in New Hampshire on the pick. Hi, Zach.
Hey. Frankly, I'm kind of appalled from how the Celtics drafted Jaylen Brown. I mean, there's reports out there saying that Philly offered up Nerlens Noel two mid-first round picks in this year's draft, along with Robert Covington for the third pick.
24th and 26th pick, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to do that deal?
Absolutely.
So you want the 16th pick, the 23rd pick, the 24th pick, and the 26th pick in this draft?
You can trade those.
In 5 seconds?
I would take that deal in a heartbeat.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not a fan of any player in that deal, including the two picks.
We need a rim protector.
In a bad draft, you want 16, 23, 24, 26.
I don't care about the picks.
Well,
they matter.
You like Noel more than I do, so I guess we just won't agree. I'm not a big fan.
Well, and also, I don't understand, like, why the Celtics draft Jaylen Brown in the first place when the thing we need is shooting. And he shot 28% from three.
I know.
Because he has the potential to be a legitimate an all-star. And I'm sorry about with Buddy Hield and Chris Dunn. Those guys project to be very serviceable NBA players, maybe as soon as next year. But no one has the upside of Jaylen Brown. That's the reality.
But you understand.
He went for the home run here.
But you understand, if you're a Celtics fan and you were heavily invested in paying attention to the Nets, you spend a year, you'd wake up every morning, see if they won or lost, or you'd check your phone at night or watch NBA TV. Watch him lose a game, and you start thinking about Simmons. Simmons was the new Durant, the new Oden, was the new Duncan. Simmons, even Ingram a little bit, but mostly Simmons, and you wind up with this guy, a project, who can't shoot, you're pissed.
But didn't this...
Yeah, but your natural inclination, you're so jaded because you're in the media. You're not like me. I think of the fans.
You're not in the media.
No, but I think of the guy in the pike. That's why. I'm a common man. You're not like the...
Your limo driver on the pike who's picking you up to drive you to Maine? That guy? Steve?
For instance...
Your helicopter driver who drives to work, commutes on the pike?
Just for an example. But you spent 6 or 7 months. You can understand why right now, tonight, they're pulling the hair out of their head.
Actually, I can't.
Listen, when the
ping pong balls didn't go their way, that night, draft lottery night,
that's the night to pull the hair out of your head. But you're thinking Jimmy Butler? You've been told about Butler.
All right, so for the trade aspect, yes, but the
that's
player?
That's what I mean.
Like you sat here and said, I can't believe they didn't take Buddy Hield or Jamal Murray or one of these guys.
No, you're thinking star. You're thinking we're going to get a star. And they didn't get a star. They got a guy who, if everything works out, might be a star.
Wick, again, we weren't even close to any offers. None of them were even in the mix. If we were close, we might have made a stretch. How is that possible?
Well, I don't know.
To have all the NBA guys, unless other teams are lying and spinning this, that... The Celtics.
Jamal Murray just went 7.
Jamal Murray went 7, and Phoenix is now trading. Phoenix has a deal with the Kings for the number 8 pick overall.
Uh-huh. You want to hear Wick?
Let's hear Wick try to explain
that. Because
you teased
Goodman to these listeners, and you never gave it, so I'll handle this.
It's still early. It's still early in the show.
Early for you.
Or both.
Yeah, we
started yesterday, and it really has picked up over the last couple hours. The phone was ringing, but the prices that people wanted for certain guys and certain assets were just, you know, multiply. You'd have to divide them in half. I mean, it wasn't even close. There was no deal that we even got close to. There was no deal out there for Celtics Nation, no deal for Celtics ownership, no deal for the Celtics. We got to build this thing towards Banner 18, and we got to make every decision.
Stop! That's worse than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, God.
No deal for Celtics Nation, Kirk.
Wait, get back in the helicopter, go down the Cape, and leave us alone.
You know what that is? Let me appease the fan base because they are going to be pissed off.
Well, you think that worked?
No,
I think it
makes them sound worse.
These out-of-touch owners, the Henrys, the Wicks, Bob Kraft, they never understand. They're not helping themselves at all. They surround themselves with sycophants. Wick, leave it to the men. Leave it to the people who have some experience in handling the heat. So he said too much by twice as much?
Yeah.
Does that mean two picks? And if you're a Celtics fan, do you want to give up that second Brooklyn pick? My guess is tonight they're going to say yes, because what if next year Brooklyn's okay and you end up with the fourth pick or the sixth pick? You're screwed.
See, Wick is better served in that spot, saying we worked our butts off to try to make a deal. It didn't happen. We took the best player.
We trust Danny, and Danny decided to do this.
Instead, what is he? He blames the other teams.
Can you play that one more time?
Let's hear Wick try to explain
it. Started yesterday, and it really has picked up over the last couple hours. The phone was ringing, but the prices that people wanted for certain guys and certain assets were just, you know, multiply. You'd have to divide them in half. I mean, it wasn't even close. There was no deal that we even got close to. There was no deal out there for Celtics Nation, no deal for Celtics ownership, no deal for the Celtics. We got to build this thing towards Banner 18, and we got to make every decision, whether people like it or not, whether it looks good tonight or not. My responsibility is do what's right for the Celtics for Banner 18 as best I can do it. And we feel that this pick is the exact right thing to do.
Every cliche possible. Celtic Nation, Banner 18.
I mean, who are you?
Built for a championship.
You're better off just saying nothing, honestly. You're better off just not even showing up if you're Wick. I know Wick feels like he has to do it, but, you know, embarrassed. That's an embarrassing clip.
So just
I should know better. Isn't this first year on the team?
It's a bad look all around. Buddy Hield went 6 at Oklahoma for just to catch up on this. Jamal Murray, the guard who can score but can't defend, out of Kentucky, goes 7 to the Nuggets. And apparently, the Kings are drafting Marquise Chris, the kid from Washington, for the Suns at number 8. So really, there's been no big surprise here. I don't think Jaylen Brown is a huge surprise. People thought he'd be a top 5 pick. But in the first 8 here tonight, it's gone pretty much exactly how the draft gurus had it.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
Bender
no
4.
No wacky names here.
Bender 4 maybe a little bit, but nothing. No, you're right.
He was in the top 3 or 4 until last week.
He started slipping a little bit, but you're right. Nothing crazy. It's, you know. And I got to be honest, if I'm a Celtic fan, I don't care about 16 or 23 right now. I kind of want to vomit. I understand their desire to vomit right now. I'm not saying it's rational, but I understand it. Do you care about 16? Sorry, I know you'll be on then.
I care. I want to see. Can they trade? Can they package some of these picks now for a player? Can they get another?
Does anybody want 16 or 23?
It feels like people are trying to draft to get out
get
of
out.
That spot.
Get out.
That's why 16, 23, 21, and 24 made no sense.
Forget. Now, if that's the kind of offer Wick's talking about, I agree with him. That's ridiculous.
Mike in Medford on Jaylen Brown. He also hates the pick.
And you're
apparently
here until midnight tonight, right?
I'm here until 10.
Midnight.
Daniel
like
Picard till midnight. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. I thought we already had a guy named Jaylen Brown on the team who was Marcus Smart. Why would you make the same exact draft pick that they already have a guy who's obviously can't turn into a bona fide NBA player when they had Chris Dunn on the board, who they could have used to trade for either Butler or someone out of Philly? But yet, Ainge makes the same stupid top 10 draft picks over and over again. We're going to be in the same position we are in next year. We're going to be cheering for a team that's finishing third or fourth in the East and getting blown out in the second round by Atlanta or whoever it is, because this team is.
Well, who? But so you hold on. You think they could have taken a guy tonight that they wouldn't have been blown out in the second round next year? Because I don't. If they could have traded for a guy, Mike, and
well,
maybe changed
right.
the team, but they couldn't have drafted anybody tonight where I said, boy, they now can contend for a semifinal or conference final.
I like
spot.
Heald, but you can't tell me Heald makes a difference.
Big or Chris Dunn.
Or big picture in the Eastern Conference. They don't.
It wasn't the Bulls wanted Dunn. Weren't they hot and heavy on Dunn? If Philly was hot and heavy. So
Dunn
for Butler and somebody else. Give him to Marcus Smart. Give him Crowder, as much as everybody hates that, because we love a guy that can shoot a 12-foot jump shot. But nobody else. Once they got that third pick, they needed to trade it, and he won't. I don't know what he's asking for, but whatever he is, it's ridiculous, and no one wants to make a deal with him. But yet we have to keep year after year saying, oh, we got Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge. Let's win it this year.
Well, I guess Danny's not going to.
We're not going to make it past game 82 next year.
I guess Danny's not going to talk for a while, right, obviously.
Well, probably after 23 in the first round. You want another Wick quote that's going to make you cringe?
Sure, I'm going to hear that.
Wick Grosbeck on the booze when the pick was announced, quote, that was probably the worst reaction in 14 years. But they don't know what I know.
Ooh.
So doing the whole, there's more to this story. So who's the local guy who's tied mostly? Is it Mark Murphy? Is it Steve Bulpet? Which one of these guys holds the Celtics water tomorrow and spins it as?
That's a good question.
All the deals sucked.
I mean, I'm sorry we don't know as much as you know, Wick. What does he know?
I know you want me to pay off this tease. We come back and hear from Jeff. You're going to stay for one more second?
I'm sticking around, yeah.
Okay, we're going to come back. Your phone calls. Jaylen Brown was the pick. Jeff Goodman ripped Jaylen Brown this weekend here on WEEI. Hear that next. Don't go anywhere.
We have confidence in what we're doing. We're not always right, and we've never said we're always right. We think this is the right pick for the Celtics, and we think for sure, in our opinion, the trades that were offered to us were we would hang up the phone and kind of chuckle because it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. So people are trying to rip us off because they think we're in a hurry, and we're not going to be ripped off. We're going to build this team year by year if we have to build it year by year, and we refuse to get ripped off by anybody. So thanks anyway, everybody. But we're going to do what we need to do. That's just the way it is.
Whoa, a lot of laughs. Who's laughing there, Pat? Who is that?
Kyle Draper and who?
Kyle and...
Oh.
I got to tell you, Scal makes another vomit. I see Scal, I just want to vomit on instinct. I do not like him either. Was that I mean, Ben Affleck was drunk. At least he has an excuse. What is Wick's excuse for that friggin' thing?
Well, Wick is now putting it on the other teams. Ha ha, you guys made bad offers. We took Jaylen Brown. Yeah, that's great until Wojnarowski writes tomorrow that all it was going to take was Avery Bradley in the first pick, and you could have had Jimmy Butler. People are going to flip the F out.
I mean, you're looking at
the
text, not Twitter, and you're getting tweets like I am, and the calls we've taken. People are so pissed tonight.
There's not been one positive reaction to this pick.
No.
There's not been one guy. And I can defend it because I like Ainge swinging for the home run. He's got the most upside of any player could have taken at three.
Well, how do you know that?
Because he's 19 years
Kevin
old.
O'Connor wrote
freakish
it?
Athlete. No, because
you have no idea.
So he's not. Here's what I'm basing that
but
on.
But you have no ideas.
Chris Dunn, 22. Buddy Hield, 22.
Yeah, but
this
what
kid's 19.
But what if those guys
he played
are
1 year.
Better than he'll ever be.
You're going to compare those guys now?
Because he slid out of his mother's birth came out later?
No, because
more recently in history?
Oh, so
he has better upside?
Younger players.
You have no idea.
There's more room to grow
true.
As a freshman player than a senior at
Why
Oklahoma.
Why can't Buddy Hield become a better player in the NBA?
He certainly can, but what's more likely? That Buddy Hield is closer to what he's going to be at the NBA level or that
Jaylen Brown's a bust?
Or that Jaylen Brown is. Which guy is closer to reaching his potential, Kirk?
But that's different than upside. Upside means the best player they can be. He might have a greater chance to become a better player in college and in the
All
NBA
right,
than
so
he was
potential
in college.
Instead of upside, Kirk.
Well, whatever it is. But you don't know that. You've never seen a play.
I have absolutely seen a play. I've watched plenty of YouTube highlights on this week.
Okay. Well, that changes everything.
I'm not calling myself an expert.
You're watching YouTube highlights.
Did I sit here and call myself an expert on Jaylen Brown?
No. But when you're saying that somebody
at 19 years old, he offers
somebody,
the most potential
when you're
of those
saying
guys.
That somebody has the highest upside. You're acting like you have a goddamn idea what you're talking about. You don't.
I'm using his age against the other guys that could have taken in that spot.
Whatever.
You have more of a body of work on those players.
Sure.
So you disagree with me that there's not more potential with this pick than taking Buddy Hield or Chris Dunn,
which is the guy everybody wants. Yes, I'm not sure I agree with that.
Andrew's in Haverhill. Does not like the pick. He's next up on Sports Radio. Andrew, how are you?
No, the pick sucks because you already have so many guys on this team that are athletic that can defend. You have Avery Bradley. You have Jay Crowder. You have Marcus Smart. And now you have Jaylen Brown. You have four of those guys. All they can do is they're athletic and they can defend. They can't score the basketball. This team needs someone who can score the basketball. All you have is Isaiah Thomas that can score the basketball. This pick does nothing for you to move you closer to a championship. I thought that was the point of all these draft picks that we got from Brooklyn. We're going to move toward a championship with all these picks. And what have we done with them? We've done nothing. We've gotten more athletic. Oh, that's great. But, we can't score the basketball besides Isaiah Thomas. And when he goes cold, we're effed. It's crazy to me that was the pick that they made. I would rather Buddy Hield. At least I know he can shoot and he can score.
Does it bother you at all, this guy with this massive upside?
You got unreal chemistry. Good for you guys.
And who are you taking, Andrew?
I mean, if we're going to
exactly.
score.
Did you say to take Hield? You just said he was going to take Hield.
I would have taken Buddy Hield.
Can you listen to the callers?
I know what he can do. I don't know what this guy can do. I know he's a good defender, and he's very athletic. I know Buddy Hield can score. The Celtics need someone who can score the basketball.
Does it bother you at all, Mutt, that the guy can't shoot?
Thanks, Andrew.
That he can't shoot?
Not a lot, no, because I've seen other players.
Like who?
Have developed.
Other than Jason Kidd, who else has really developed is a great shooter?
I'm trying. There are players at that position.
Those aren't bad examples. Any others?
Jason Kidd was the one I gave
you an hour and a half ago, and that's a prolific one. Who came into the league 25 years ago.
All right, instead of giving you players.
Don't look at the text line. Don't cheat. Yeah, Don't pull a Dino.
I'm turning the text off now. In fact, I hate the text anyway.
So do I. No benefit.
I would say that of the skills you can get at the NBA level.
Go ahead.
Shooting ends up being one of the easiest because you cannot teach the athleticism players have. When you take a big guy, you can't teach the size they have.
Yeah.
The shooting is something that is a skill that can be taught over a long period of time. And to be fair, can I give you a name off the tip of my tongue? No. But I would say that if that's the one thing he's lacking, that's something you can teach as an NBA player versus the athleticism
at
6'6".
That's about the hardest thing you can teach an NBA player, is to become a good shooter.
No. Really?
Yes. Well, I mean, you can't teach him to be athletic. You're right. But
that's what I mean. If he's not athletic enough, he's not going to be play at the high level.
Buddy
anyway.
Hield's unathletic.
No, I think he's okay athletically.
He's a good athlete.
I wouldn't call him elite athletically. And at 6'6", at 6'7", 222, this guy with the size and speed that he has at Brown, he can play a bunch of positions. He can guard all three positions up front. He can guard the 2-3 or 4 position. And that flexibility is not something Buddy Hield has. He comes in immediately and is a liability, so is Jamal Murray, for Brad Stevenson's defense. This guy might have the chance actually to play more than those players because he can defend.
Wick Grosbeck Jr.
No, I'm defending the pick because I think I see long-term what it could be.
But
next year, next 2 years, not what hell. And
we spent a half hour
saying that we trade the pick.
You're going to kill the pick when you see David Aldridge report that they only offered, you know, one first-round pick where they got it done?
Yes, I've said that.
Avery Bradley
Crowder? Yes, I said if it's a pick and Bradley for Butler, they didn't make that deal, that's on Danny and Wick. And by the way, Wick can't say that, right? That's the one thing. Wick can't say what he said publicly, that the deals were terrible. If we find out later, it's Bradley in the pick.
No, they can't do that.
Because that's for an all-star player, and he will look really, really bad if that ends up being the case. Chris in Saugus, another one who loves this trade tonight. Hi, Chris.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing? I love basketball talk. Hey, but I got to say something, Kurt. This is a major, major colossal bust. This has Kedrick Brown written all over it. Same exact guy.
I've seen a lot of that from
description.
People.
Can't shoot. The guy is super athletic. There's a million guys like that in the NBA. I've watched this guy play like Kurt. I mean, I'm not a scout. I watch him play. He just can't create his own shot. He's not going to be driving by dunking guys. He's got a quick first step. Can't shoot. What the Celtics need.
Oh, he can drive by guys. That's not true.
Right.
The one thing he can do is drive by guys and score at the rim.
He can absolutely do that day one in the NBA.
He's
a terrific athlete. There's no doubt about that.
No, I mean, they needed, like you guys talked about, they needed a shooter to create space. And I'm not saying I'm not a Buddy Hield guy, but I think if he's not the one you're looking at, the better value would have been done.
Is this team dying for a guy who can hit 40%, 42% from threes?
It would be helpful to this team. Can you also find that guy in free agency or find that guy later in the draft?
I guess.
Or what's easier to find at a specific time? The athleticism he has or a shooter?
How good is he?
I would argue shooter.
Well, how good a shooter is Hield going to be? If he's going to be an elite shooter, I think it's a conversation. If he's not, the athlete.
We gave you the Buddy Hield comps earlier, which were Brandon Roy and Del Curry. Here's the Jaylen Brown comps. Jason Richardson, Jimmy Butler.
Let me ask you this. Yep. What is more likely to you that Hield matches that comp or Brown matches?
It is probably more likely. The safer bet is Hield matching his comp.
Not even,
of Del Curry.
Significantly close.
That's fair.
And Del Curry is a third pick. Is not great, but it's not a great trade. Look at these guys. Look who's getting picked right now.
Who's this guy? Thon who?
The guy from Australia, Thon Maker.
Who the reports today were they don't know how old he was.
He was a guy who escaped during the Civil War in
Sudan. He might be your age, which is like 50.
It's 48.
Jason is in Taunton, upset with the pick as well. Boy, here's what we're going to do. Hey, do me a favor. Pat, I got full phones here, but what I'm dying to do is take one person who's happy with the trade, happy with the pick. We've not gotten one in an hour since the deal.
You're not getting that tonight.
Jason, go ahead. Go ahead, Jason.
I'm ripping pissed right now at the Celtics.
Good. Let me hear it.
I'm starting to feel like a Clippers fan of the early 90s.
Oh, Christ
Every
almighty.
Year,
calm down.
We're drafting players that don't make any sense to fill the needs that we have. We need a post player, a rebounder, and a scorer. They didn't address any of those issues with this pick.
He can rebound at that position. He'll be a good rebounder at the NBA level.
He's better than what Philadelphia was offering you with Covington and Noel and two number one picks.
The two number one picks were 24 and 26. What are we going to do with those picks?
It's currency. It's currency to trade.
Everyone's trying to trade out of that spot in the draft, Jason. No one's trying to trade 24 and 26.
But I want Noel. I want a player that I know can play in the NBA, guaranteed.
Do we know? You'd rather have a rim protector, a defensive specialist at three? No, I'll take the potential of a Brown.
Yeah, I can't jump up and down about Noel. I would have liked
Thanks,
Okafor.
Jason.
I think Okafor is a missed opportunity. Yeah. I mean, I think
Okafor, Butler, Hayward, those three.
And Chris Middleton,
I would have been down on too.
Yeah, Chris Middleton's a nice player, but you know, is he a game changing player?
No.
Good player.
The other three are.
Yes, I agree with that.
Patrick and Cranston on players who learn to shoot. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call today.
Sure.
I was calling to just say, at their position, they had a tough draft pick because of what their needs are and what positions were available. And to me, an athletic guy that's a power forward, that's 6'6". Now, I'm a huge Providence Friars fan. I was disappointed to see Chris Dunn not picked, but I understood that that was not a need for that team at this point, unless they can trade it. And getting a Jaylen, the athleticism that he has, it's who else do they have on their team? They have Jay Crowder. That's it. And to back that up, to just back up the point of a guy that comes in the league that's athletic and defends, Avery Bradley. He learned how to shoot.
Excellent. Better than I came up with.
He's,
absolutely.
He should be hosting the show with me.
And he's a perfect example. If Danny Ainge can teach a guy to shoot like Avery Bradley, because he had a terrible jump shot.
Awful. That's a good example. That's a good example. And is
And let's give this kid a chance. He's the most athletic guy on this team probably already. And, you know, at that pick, it was a tough pick. Unless you trade it and get an Okafor. And I did not want Nerlens Noel. I'm sorry.
Me either. No.
But you understand why fans are pissed off. They've been waiting all year for this night, and they really get nothing for next year. Nothing.
I get pissed off they didn't make the trade, guys. I don't get pissed off they took Jaylen Brown over Buddy Hield or
I agree with you. That part is – but fans aren't – you know fans don't think like that.
Here's why I get pissed off, Patrick. You're going to want to sit down for this because this is going to annoy the hell out of people, and I understand this. Jeff Goodman. Minnesota and Chicago discussing trade involving Jimmy Butler, sources tell ESPN. Interesting with Tibbs' relationship with the Bulls brass. So they took – the Celtics passed on Dunn at 3. He falls to 5. The Chicago Bulls wanted Dunn, and now the Timberwolves, who drafted him, are still engaged in trade talks.
But what's the offer? That's the – we have to find out. If they make a deal, we have to see what the deal is.
I would absolutely. But if the Celtics – this is what –
You wanted them to take Dunn?
No. I can't kill him for that, but
– You just said you didn't want Dunn.
I didn't want Dunn.
Right.
But if they're still talking right now, Minnesota and Chicago, then obviously it's close enough where they can get a deal done. Minnesota has Zach LaVine, by the way. So now they've drafted two different point guards. So they've doubled up for no reason.
Right. They're going to move Dunn, you would think.
If they end up getting Butler for a reasonable price,
then
the second-guessing is going to begin.
And they're already pissed now. If that turns out to be the case, and they could have got Butler for this third pick and Avery Bradley and or Jay Crowder. I good luck defending Danny on that one. That makes no sense to me. And that makes Wick look like a fool.
You're here till 9 or you gone now? Like to know.
I'll stick around till 9.
All right. Minahan's. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Minahan, he's okay. Here till 9.
My chocolate milk at 9:20 instead.
And then back tomorrow morning with Dino and a special guest tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yeah, a fan favorite, I will say. A surprising return fan favorite tomorrow.
There's going to be a lot of excitement
at
6.
We haven't heard for a while, yes.
Minahan until 9. You got me till 10. Picard till midnight. Sports Radio. All right, so a pretty significant trade that has happened in the last couple of minutes. Mutt and Minahan, NBA Draft Night, Sports Radio, WEEI.
I didn't get to hear much of the game on the radio today. I heard Lou was good with those guys when I listened.
Yeah.
Who had the Mutt role today, then, if you had the day off?
My guy, Christian Arkin.
Oh, okay.
Did an excellent job.
We're looking at younger guys to fill in some over the summer. Do you have you'll be in for sure. Gary will do some stuff. Any of these young guys?
I wasn't asked today to come in.
Any of these young guys do anything for you? The Picards, the Arkans? I get a lot of response from anybody back there.
No, Patio likes them all. Patio is a team player. He's going to like all the guys.
They're all good guys.
All right, forget it. I'm on my own as usual. Could they work with me and Jerry?
They could. Could they come back the next day? That's debatable.
Yeah, that's true. All right, fine.
I feel like you're trying to hire the part-time guy over your two new guys. You had a little jet love affair, I noticed, couple of days.
Talk, you talk too much for me. Talked a little too much for me. A little too much jet for me.
I think he's going to end up taking somebody's job on your show. You're going to elevate that guy to full-time producer.
Nah, anytime a producer shows any ambition there, they're gone. So, Uber, see you later.
One big trade that happened during the break. Orlando is going to send Victor Oladipo, Ersan Ilyasova, and the rights to young Sabonis, who they just took at 11, to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Serge Ibaka.
That is a big-time trade.
They are jettisoning Ibaka to Orlando.
Is that a money deal?
I would say it has to be. I mean, it feels like free up some money to sign somebody else Kevin Durant likes more than Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, that's a big
deal. We heard Butch Stearns reported that apparently Kevin Durant's agents told the Celtics who the players he wants to play with. Maybe they'll go out and get one of those guys. Does that free up money for Al Horford, potentially, to join them up front?
Ugh. God.
Try to keep them there? I mean, if you're in Oklahoma City, aren't you bending over backwards to make sure Durant doesn't go to go to Golden State?
Of course.
It's being rumored the last 24 hours?
But would you want to give – I understand you have to do it to keep your stars happy. It's the way the league is.
Yep.
But would you want to give Horford a max deal to keep Kevin Durant happy?
Yes.
You would want to? No, would you want to?
No, of course you don't want to. Would you have to do it? Gun to your head.
No, yeah.
You're making that deal.
If it means you lose Durant, you do it.
Thon Maker also taken. We saw Sabonis taken, then traded. So we're sitting at number 12. More and more reports out there that Minnesota and Chicago working on a Jimmy Butler deal.
Anybody at 16 that you're hoping the Celtics take?
Denzel Valentine.
He's still around. He's still available.
I'd take him. You talk about scorers who can step in right away.
He can do that.
A kid from Michigan State. That'd be my guy at 16.
That might pacify Celtics fans a little bit. 2%.
That pick's going to happen on your way home. You'll be listening with chocolate milk.
I will be listening to you do the picks, yes. If it's a bad Springsteen show, we'll definitely be listening to you.
What's a bad Springsteen show?
Well, bad anything from like 80, like the 84 years are not great. If you get a good acoustic show for me tonight driving back, I'll be watching the phone during it. You're out.
Rick is in Watertown talking about Jaylen Brown, and the Celtics took it number 3. Hi, Rick.
Hey, yeah. I just think that this is crazy. Plain and simple. Jaylen Brown hopes to back up James Young in name.
Come on. Well, James Young? Rick, don't give us James Young tonight. Stop it. Let James Young make a couple of baskets in a game before we start to put him in the ahead of the roster of anybody. Give me a break.
Really, no. Jaylen Brown can't shoot. And
he plays a different position than James Young is a shooter scorer. Jaylen Brown is much more athletic than Young.
They're not similar.
Different players.
No, and the rest of the thing, the idea of Nerlens Noel. Noel, great. I would love him in Boston. He's a better fit than Okafor, but he's only got 2 years left on his contract. So you got to go with Okafor. Leave him for 4 years. He can shoot. He can rebound.
I think you're right.
That deal's done now.
I think Okafor goes one way or another. He's either a disaster and the maturity issues bury him, or he becomes a perennial all-star. And I think it's just as likely he's a perennial all-star.
Mark Stein, 19 seconds ago, Bulls and Wolves, advanced stage. Real chance now for a Butler reunion.
What the offer is, what the deal is, no?
Nothing. Nothing about what the package is going to be. Nothing about what the Celtics could have traded for Jimmy Butler. And that's going to come. And if it's if it's a deal that is, say, Avery Bradley or Jay Crowder plus the number 3 and you passed on Jimmy Butler, then Grelsbeck and Ainge get what they deserve from the fan base here.
Each year goes by, I get older and older, I feel more perverted. Looking at these college players' girlfriends when they walk up, when they give them the hug.
They're of age. It's okay.
Well, I understand that, but I could actually be her father. Comfortably.
Might you be?
Yes. Well, there was that one time.
You were in Tulsa for a week.
She does have a receding hairline. It's weird. It's strange.
Chris in Manchester on the Jaylen Brown pick. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
I'm calling to say I do like the Jaylen Brown pick. I was going to hope that Celtics pick Buddy Hield or Jaylen Brown, so I got one of the two right.
Why do you like that?
He's an athlete.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jaylen Brown's an athlete. Who doesn't like an athlete? I mean, guy gets to the rim, he's explosive, he can play defense. Defense wins championships, man.
Okay, there you go.
They do. Brad Stevens likes defensive guys.
It's definitely the minority voice tonight.
There's also going to be some pushback if more of these veteran players are traded. Thaddeus Young traded today for a couple of picks. That's a player that could have helped the Celtics absolutely next year.
Yep.
Oladipo gets dealt. So there are good serviceable players being dealt for mid-round picks. The Celtics have 16 and 23. It's more annoying than ever if they make both those picks.
Yeah, I don't think that's – I just don't think
they
that's –
They can't.
I don't think it makes a lot of sense in a number of reasons. But, you know, I think Celtics fans – have been pretty damn patient, and I think they wanted a move, and it didn't happen. I would say they've been, you know, too patient here for a few years, and tonight I think it spilled over.
With the caveat of them being promised fireworks and keep getting left at the altar by
exactly
the owner,
and then,
by
and
the
then
GM.
I think Wick's throwing them smoke tonight. I don't believe that every offer they made was a ripoff. I don't believe every team in the league is making ripoff offers to them, especially we're going to find out here in the next 45 minutes or hour when this Butler deal's done, and they drafted Dunn for a reason. That trade's going to happen. And when we find out that trade is not – you know, they don't get blown away. It's not multiple first-round picks. It's not star players. Celtics fans are going to go nuts.
Can I give you one a la Abdelnaby tweet before we get out of here?
You follow him on Twitter?
No, he's retweeted by Tony Mass.
Oh, okay.
A la suggests that the Ibaka trade guarantees that, well, then KD has a new home if true.
Wait, wow. Say that again.
He suggests that the
Ibaka
trade is a precursor to Kevin Durant not being there anymore.
So
that would
blow
piss
the team
off
up?
Durant. Suggestion being, he retweeted Woj and said, well, then, KD has a new home, if true. Wow, 2 exclamation points.
Do you buy that? Celtic great.
Very, very big Celtic. Was he smoking cigarettes with Dino Raja?
I don't know if that's true.
Down there?
Yes, I don't know.
You got to get out of here. Thank you for coming in.
I'll be back in a few hours. And if you get a chance, not now, because listen to the last hour of the show and listen to Danny Picard. If it's after midnight, you go to iTunes, Enough About Me podcast.
Yep.
I had Jan Volk on today.
Did you
we
really?
Talked about the Len Bias, the drafting of, not the death, but the drafting of Bias, the whole process that led to the draft of Len Bias. Some pretty good insight with Jan Volk.
That is on iTunes and at the podcast section of WEEI.com.
That's correct.
So it's you, Dino, back tomorrow? Issue today, I heard.
No, you know, he gets these nosebleeds, I guess. He had a nosebleed.
That's
he gets
rough.
Them at 5:14 in the morning and leaves Jerry and I out to dry. And I think he's scheduled to be back. Some tweet that we don't follow each other on Twitter anymore, by the way. I saw that he tweeted out that he'll be back. He'll be what's that?
Juveniles.
So mature. he'll be back tomorrow. I think Jerry is on vacation. I believe he's on vacation. We will have
special guest.
A special guest in the house.
People's Choice Award winner.
It's somebody people really, really seem to like around here.
Get out of here. That is Kirk Minahan. He's back tomorrow at 6 a.m. His podcast as well. We will continue until 10 o'clock. Your reaction to the Jaylen Brown pick. Actually, the Celtics have another pick coming up, so let's break now. 16th pick is coming next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.